So this is my celebration for the launch of Laughter, Tears, Silence, Expressive Meditations to Calm Your Mind and Open Your Heart. And first of all, I just want to talk about what is meditation. Meditation is awareness. Meditation is about living in the here and now, being fully present with whatever we are doing. When you are fully present, meditation is present. If you are not fully present, meditation is not present. It's as simple as that. And I'll just take the example of, I'm assuming most of you or all of you take a shower in the morning. So taking a shower, either you're fully present, mind and body, in the shower, in the present moment, or you're not. And so this is a little thing that you can practice when you're in the shower or cleaning your teeth for that matter or any activity is, am I present with this activity or am I doing the activity but my mind is somewhere else in the office thinking about next week or last year or whatever it is. And meditation is not a technique. A lot of people think that meditation is sitting in silence. That is a technique. But meditation is not a technique. But rather that the techniques are there to serve as a bridge to take us deep within ourselves. And you might look at it this way. Meditation is where we arrive at our destination, and the techniques are how we get there, our vehicle of choice for the journey. And there's over 100 techniques in this new book, which I'll be talking about during this call. And any activity can be a meditation. Again, a lot of people think meditation means sitting in silence. That is one technique. And there are many techniques. But also in addition, when you understand what meditation is and what it is not, you come to understand that any activity can be a meditation because it is not the activity that is important, but your quality of presence with the activity. When you are fully present, meditation is present. So you could be cleaning the floor or jogging or working out at the gym or driving your car, doing any kind of daily activity. And just notice if you're present with it or not. It's really very simple. Now, as you heard, the subtitle to this book is Expressive Meditations to Calm Your Mind and Open Your Heart. And these are very unique and cutting edge, particularly to North America. And what I mean by expressive meditations is there's an expressive activity first before we sit in silence. And the most common one that most of you know about is the laughter meditation. Laughter and then sitting in silence. But there's also a gibberish where we do gibberish and then sit in silence, dancing, humming, tears meditation. There's a dynamic meditation. There's a whole range where we express ourselves first, take the lid off of the proverbial pressure cooker and dump out our stress and inner turmoil into the meditation technique instead of taking it out on others or on ourselves. So these techniques allow us to transform our anger, grief, and fear into creativity, inner peace, and wisdom. It's not good to stuff down our inner stress, and it's not good to dump it out on others. So these expressive techniques provide a third solution that can bring us inner peace and joy and creativity. Now, as you heard from the title, I divided the book into three parts, laughter, tears, and silence, because I wanted to address the comedy of life and then the tragedy of life and then the silence that is at the very core of all meditation techniques and all meditation traditions. So we start with laughter, which everybody knows laughter is good for us, right? It releases stress, from the body and mind. And after a good laugh, we feel better. And the thing with the laughter meditation, though, is, and when you understand about laughter meditation, that you can make a conscious practice of using laughter to release your stress and help you to drop deeper into inner silence and stillness. Stage one, you laugh, just start laughing for no reason. And stage two, sit in silence. Very simple. And there is actually a video I made. It's like a 3-minute video up on YouTube where you can see me and some other people actually doing this. And we're going to be doing this in a minute. You can do it for any amount of time. Just do the same amount of time for each stage. And the big secret about laughter that many people don't know, the spiritual dimension of laughter, is that it serves as a bridge to take us deeper into our inner silence. Laughter is an ordinary experience that can give you an extraordinary experience, a glimpse of meditation, of no mind, of transcendence of mind. It can be used as a preparation for meditation. And this is something a lot of people don't know. And as you practice the laughter meditation, you gain deeper and deeper insight into all the different dimensions of laughter, which I talk about in part one of the book, like playfulness and play. You know, play is something that in general is usually reserved for children. Children are allowed to play and go out and play and be playful. But for some reason, when we become adults, we get very serious. And why is that? Why can't we play as well? Well, the truth is we can. But we have been conditioned, or certainly I was, that life is a serious affair. Life is a struggle. It's something to get through. And when I started doing the laughter meditation, it kind of blew me out of the ballpark of that whole programming. And I got a glimpse of really how life could be so filled with joy and happiness and creativity and laughter and playfulness. And I realized that was possible for me. And it really helped to untangle me from that heavy-duty conditioning that I received about life. And play is, and playfulness are qualities. Children have them, and we still have them as adults. It's just they got buried. We've forgotten about it, or we think we need permission somehow to go out and play. Or we can give ourselves permission and start playing. Because when we bring a playful attitude, certainly to meditation and to our work, to everything in our life, then everything becomes more fun. Everything has more color. We have more creativity and more joy. And what is life about? You know, when you ask yourself that question, why are we here and what is life about? The more we can enjoy ourselves, the more we can share, the more loving we are, the more compassion we have, the more we benefit not only ourselves, but others when we have a playful attitude. And another dimension of laughter is the art of celebration. Now, the way I was raised is that the only time we celebrated was on your birthday once a year and at Christmas and New Year's. And that was pretty much it, and unless you were invited to somebody else's birthday party or something like that, or maybe a graduation. But they were very isolated dates, you know? And what I learned from doing these laughter meditations was that every day can be a celebration. Every moment can be a celebration. And I started to look for things to celebrate, and I found it was really easy to find things every day to to celebrate about my life. And I completely did a 180-degree turn. So from this way I was programmed that, you know, life is a grim affair, I switched to life is celebration. And I can bring that attitude of celebration to everything I do every day. And it had a profound transformative effect upon me. And in the chapter on celebration in the book, I give, well, in all the chapters, I give a lot of little meditations that you can try. 4-minute meditations. Then there's the expressive meditations, most of which are 1 hour, but you can shorten them. Like the laughter meditation, you can shorten that one. The gibberish meditation, you can shorten that one. Because, you know, sometimes people ask me, what is helpful for people new to meditation? And for people new to meditation, I always suggest the laughter meditations, the playfulness, having fun. Follow your passion, because that helps you relax. And when the body relaxes, the mind and the heart in turn relax. And then it's much easier to drop down inside and find your inner peace and wisdom and the love that resides within us all too. Because at the root of everything is love. And so what we need to do is clear out all the inner clutter that is in the way. And then there it is. This wonderful playfulness, our laughter is there, our creativity, our joy. There's this whole treasure trove of gifts that we're all born with. And we've just lost touch with them. They've just got buried. So we can re-find them. Now, I can't talk about the dimensions of laughter without talking about gratitude, because it took me a while to figure out about gratitude because of the way I was raised again, where I was taught to complain about everything. And I was taught to look at what was wrong with all people and everything in my life. But when I started on this path with the meditations and I learned to turn that completely around and instead look at what I had to be grateful for, again, it transformed everything. And gratefulness is one of the big keys for the law of attraction, because when we can take a moment to be grateful for what we have, and of course we can always have more. I mean, things can always be better, but then on the other hand, things can always be worse, right? So when we can take a moment just to be grateful for what we have, we are filled with great joy. Just try that right now. Feel yourself filled with gratitude for this moment right now that you can be on this call, talking about all these wonderful things that we're talking about. And feel yourself filled with joy. And let everything else disappear for now. But just be filled with that joy of gratefulness. And then, of course, one of the biggest benefits of laughter is creativity. And I have a chapter called Mary Poppins, and I'm not going to spoil that for you to tell you what that's about, because it's a very fun chapter, and I'd love to have your feedback about it. But creativity is joy, and joy is creativity. Because when we get in touch with our creativity, we find our purpose. We find meaning to our lives. We have something to share with others. This is why, you know, this is so much joy for me to share this with you, to share my journey, which is in the book, and what has helped me to get from fear and pain and anger to love and wisdom and inner peace. That is my transformation that I've been through. And my confidence in the techniques in this book is that they've worked on me. And I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for the techniques in this book. And my creativity was unleashed. And I found I could write. I found I could teach. I found I could jump for joy and do all kinds of amazing things that I had no idea as a small child that what I had within me. And this is one of the biggest benefits that you get from doing these meditations is your creativity is enhanced. And creativity also makes us money, yes, because you have a great idea from your creativity, then you can make a lot of money from it. So there's many, many benefits. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to unmute the call so we can do just a short laughter meditation so you can get a taste of it. Hello.
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 Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to shout out Yahoo three times. Okay? Can you all do that? Yahoo!
Yahoo!
Yahoo! Okay, we're going to do three Yahoos, and we're just going to burst out laughing. And this is just going to be a very short one, because I know some of you are used to doing this for a much longer time. But I also want to talk a bit more about the rest of the book. So three Yahoos, we'll all burst out laughing, then we're just going to laugh for no reason, no talking in any language you understand, no English. And then you will hear a chime. Actually, I'll do three chimes. And that is the signal for you to take the laughter inside and sit in silence. Okay? And then we will all be in silence together on the call just for a few minutes. Then I will do three chimes, which will signify the end of the silence, and I will speak to you and we'll come back and we'll continue. Okay, everybody clear?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Let's go. Yahoo!
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 Thank you.
Tala seminar.
Hello?
Hello?
Are you there?
Hello.
Okay, wonderful. So that was a taste of the last meditation. It had to be very short. So what I'm going to do now is going to put the call back on mute mode because we have the experience, and I'll tell you more about the book.
So you're on the call until...
So the second part of the book is about tears. And I wanted to write about tears because, as I said at the beginning, life is comedy. Life is also tragedy because we have death to deal with. We have losses and pain and grief. And this is a part of life. And anybody who doesn't want that in their life is really fooling themselves, because nobody gets through life without experiencing some kind of loss or pain or grief and knowing somebody who passes over, who dies. And the beautiful part of bringing the dimension of meditation into this is you can learn the beauty of grief and the beauty of sadness and the beauty of allowing yourself to feel pain. And I have many meditations in the second part of the book to help with this. And I also talk about the three dimensions of tears. Now, the first dimension of tears is, I think, very obvious that we all know. It's pain. We cry when we're in pain, when it hurts. The second dimension many people are familiar with, and that is the dimension of joy. You know, we might cry at our wedding or our son's graduation, or cry out of joy for a gift we're given. Yeah, that's tears of joy. Yes? But the third dimension is more rare. And this is tears of gratitude. This is when we cry, or we have tears coming down our cheeks, because we are so grateful for some things we have, for something someone's given us. And it really takes it onto the deeper spiritual dimension when we reach such a place of gratitude that there are no words and all we can do is allow the tears. So tears, like laughter, have a spiritual dimension. And they help us with the tragedy of life. We can find a way through the meditations and the tears meditations in the book to be with our pain, to be with our sadness. Accept that it's there, because fighting it makes it worse. Stuffing it down makes it worse. I know there's many people, what they do is they eat or they drink or they are workaholics or something, anything not to feel the pain. And when you can find the courage to face the fear, because it's often fear that prevents us from allowing and facing pain and grief. And the problem with this is that our minds create an extra layer of pain, which induces psychological pain. Mind is of the past and the future, never of the present. And our problems worsen when we think about our emotions rather than actually experiencing them. Because reality is never the problem, but our ideas about it are. We actually have a tremendous capacity to adjust to reality, which is the present. But we cannot adjust to the future, you know, because it's not yet a fact. It hasn't happened yet. So pain exists because pleasure exists. They're complementary. Without valleys, you cannot have peaks. Without depth, you cannot have height. If you want to avoid pain, you also have to avoid pleasure. Because to have life be all pleasure and no pain is not realistic. It's like wanting 2 + 2 = 5, but it never will. So how do we resolve this? Accept that pain exists as a way to take you deeper into yourself, into wisdom and maturity. Because laughter is more on the superficial level. Laughter is great. But laughter can help us heal and is a prelude to the tears, which is why it comes first. It can take us, then the tears can take us deeper and bring us great wisdom and maturity and compassion, which is the highest form of love. And as you sit in your meditation and allow your pain and grief, over time it transforms into inner silence, peace, and wisdom. And feeling your grief and pain is enormously healing and cleansing and purifying. And even if it seems too much, you must allow it. For if you really grieve and go deeply into it, you come out completely fresh and new, healed and unburdened. And I know that from my own personal experience. I had a tremendous amount of pain from a very challenging childhood. And I did the laughter meditation, the tears meditations, all the meditations in this book, you know, many, many times. And I can testify that, you know, I'm healed now from all that backlog of pain and unburdened from it so that I'm fresh. I can be in the moment very easily. And so laughter is good for us in every way, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And tears are the language of the heart, because if the heart has become frozen, the tears are the beginning of the thaw. And the more we allow tears, the more the heart is melting. And when the tears are coming like a flood, we need to learn not to judge them, because they're coming, because with their coming, our heart starts functioning again. It starts getting warm and it becomes alive. And as we thaw the garden of our heart, love begins to grow like a flower. Tears are also like prayer. They cleanse our spiritual vision. And we shouldn't try to interpret or analyze our tears. Words are inadequate. And if we can allow our tears totally, we become one with ourselves, with our heart. And our spiritual nurturing is fed by the sunshine of our laughter and the rain of our tears. And this combination brings the greatest happiness and peace we could wish for. So I'm now going to move on to talk about the third part of the book, which is silence, because ultimately that is where we are heading with our laughter, all the expression from our laughter and tears, and releasing so much, is to drop down into our inner silence. It is there. Everybody is born with silence within them, and inner peace and love. This is the source of love. And many people don't think meditation has anything to do with love and relationships. It has everything to do with love and relationships. Meditation leads to love, and love leads to meditation. Love and meditation are inextricably intertwined. When two people fall in love, they drop their egos, hypocrisies, and masks. They want to be together almost as one soul with two bodies. That's the desire of love. And love is an incredible opportunity to transform this energy and understand it into meditation. And there's many secrets to love, and I'll just share some with you briefly now. Love is a state of being. It's not about anybody else. It starts with you. If you don't love yourself, you will never be able to love anybody else. And the more you love yourself and draw on the infinite source of love from within your own heart, which is there, it's just endless how much love can come from our own hearts, the more your heart expands and you begin to experience love and joy too for no reason. And falling in love with another person helps us with this process. Because first of all, love is a great energy pull. It's not that you do something, it's that you're pulled in, aren't you? Love is such a powerful magnetic force. You gravitate toward the object of your love, almost helplessly sometimes, even against your will. That's why we call it falling in love. I mean, who can avoid it? And then, here's the magic. Whenever you fall in love, and this isn't just falling in love romantically, but loving your children, your family, your friends, suddenly you're no longer ordinary. Something miraculously changes. Love transforms you. Love is miraculous. It transforms base metals into gold. Have you seen people's faces and eyes when they fall in love? Have you experienced this yourself? You can hardly believe that they or you are the same person. Love transforms earth into sky, the human into the divine. So love is an energy field, and it is a transforming force that helps you to become weightless and gives you wings. And it is through love that you move into the divine. For love is divine energy. And whether you're not, you're religious, it makes no difference. Love remains a central experience of human life. It happens to everyone, more or less. And whenever it happens, it transmutes you. It is the bridge between you and the divine, between you and an enlightenment. And if you remember, I said earlier in the call how laughter is a bridge to take us deeper into meditation, into the divine, into our souls, into enlightenment. And so is dancing, and so is the humming, and so is the gibberish, and so is the shaking. All these techniques are there to serve as a bridge to take us to meet with our souls, our spirits, if you like, to go deeper into meditation, to find our inner silence, our inner wisdom, our inner peace. And ultimately, of course, that's enlightenment. So that is also in this chapter about love. There's some very beautiful meditations for love. And also the understanding that love has two sides. One side of the coin is meditation, and the other side is love. Now, what does that mean? The meditation side is your connection with yourself, your love for yourself, because meditation is between you and yourself. We close our eyes and we go in and we connect to ourselves. The other side of the coin, love, is connecting with others, loving others. Because really we want both, yes? We want to be very connected to ourselves, but we don't want to be a hermit up stuck up in the middle Himalayas somewhere on our own. That's kind of, you know, dry. And we want to be in relationships, but sometimes it gets a bit much being in relationships, and we need some space. You know, people say, oh, I need some space. We just want to be with ourselves. And the permission given by meditation is that when you meditate, and you can meditate to get together with others, and each one of you in the meditation is connecting with yourself, and yet you're together. So you can get that experience in a group meditation where you are with your eyes closed and you're with yourself, but at the same time you're with others, and when the meditation's over, then you can connect with others and love others. But we must love ourselves first, which is why meditation is so important, because it teaches us to love ourselves, to accept ourselves, to respect ourselves, to have compassion for ourselves. And then we go out to others with those same qualities, and our life becomes filled with joy and many blessings. And in fact, this is the law of attraction. This is exactly how the law of attraction works. We attract more love. We attract more good things, wealth, creativity, happiness, and so on. Okay, good. So I'm going to open the lines now to see if any of you have any questions, and then I'm going to talk about a few things. Oh, actually, no. I'm going to talk about them right now in case we get carried away with the questions. If you go to my website, www.pragito.com, that's P-R-A-G-I-T-O.com, you'll see a big picture of the book on the homepage, and you click on there, and you can buy the book there if you haven't already got it. There's also more information. There's also some information on it, and all the people who endorsed it, and so on. There's a little sample from the book. So pragito.com for that. Then the other thing is I have a laughter meditation teletraining series, which I know some of you have done, and that is there's information that on about that on the home page, and it's the Laughter Meditation 101. That's the first one you take. Have a look at that, because that is a great way to get started. You know, we're all over the country here, and Dorothy over there in Liverpool in England. But we can all get together on the phone and do the laughter meditation and learn a lot more about this, because I'm summarizing everything very briefly here today. There's a lot more. And the other thing is, I'm always looking for people to train for these meditation techniques. I have some wonderful people who've already done the trainings, but I need more, because this book is going to reach hundreds of thousands of people worldwide, and I'm looking for people who can help to share these meditations with many, many people. There's a practitioner certification training. You can call me, you can email me, you can find information on pragita.com. And lastly, I have a special offer for those of you who would like to have some of the CDs. I have 5 CDs at the moment, and there's 2 more coming. So if you go to, and you write this down, www.pragito.com, that's pragito.com, /specialoffer.html. That's pragito.com /specialoffer.html. I've put up there a special offer for those of you on the call tonight. It's until midnight tomorrow, so you have about 24, 48 hours, I think, to decide. And it's the book, the new book, Laughter, Tears, Silence, 5 of my CDs, and you also get a 30-minute phone consultation with me included, and all of that for $97. And it's the value of it's like $729 or something like that. So that's a special. That's why it's on for such a short time, because I don't have time. I'm a bit crazy doing it, but I just really want to encourage, especially those of you thinking you might want to do the trainings or do the Laughter Meditation 101, to get that time with me for 30 minutes, and we can talk about where you're at with all of this and where you would like to be. Okay? I'm going to open the lines now. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. So I'd like now to open this up for all of you. Do any of you have any questions? Have you all got enlightened while I was talking?
Sure.
More so than before the call.
Oh, good. So you're more enlightened.
Yes.
That's what I like. That's what I like. And if anybody does get enlightened, please let me know, because I like to put it on my brochures. Makes me look good. So anything you would like to share, ask about?
I have a question. This is Julia from Vancouver, Julia James from Vancouver.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I noticed while doing the laughter meditation that, I just noticed there were moments where I felt a little bit strange, you know, being here in my own space, laughing by myself, even though I did, you know, I did hear the group laughing on the other phone lines, but I was thinking that probably it feels even more strange to just start laughing for a fairly long time completely by yourself. So I was just wondering what your experience is in terms of, like, I can see this working really well as a group, but
yes,
on your own, to just for no reason, like, start laughing like that, I don't know. I just think, I'm not sure if it's the easiest, or if it is an easy avenue to actually relax.
Well, here's the thing. You're right. I mean, it was strange for me when I first did it. And I think a lot of people experience when you first start just laughing for no reason, because the way we're conditioned is we laugh when there's a comedian on, or, you know, a funny movie or something, like somebody tells a joke, yes?
Well, but and even then I noticed myself, I've watched a few comedy shows on my own, and I notice how I laugh much less than when I watch it with a friend or
yes.
with a in a theater.
And that's because the energy is shared. Meditation, this laughter, the energy of laughter and laughter meditation is very powerful, and even two people in meditation is a group.
Yeah.
And when there's just two of you, it generates laughter as if there's like 200 of you.
Yeah.
Yes? Because it's so infectious and contagious.
Right.
And it's much bigger than just the two people. So you're absolutely right in noticing that. You can, if you do want to just laugh on your own, I do have a Laughter and Tears CD, and you can laugh along with the people in the CD.
Yeah.
You could try the Laughter Meditation 101 teletraining, which would help you get used to doing this laughter, because what happens, like what's happened to me, because I've been doing it for so long, and I know it's happened to many of the my students who are on this call, they've done so much laughter too, is you just start laughing more often, more frequently, you have more joy, your sense of humor bubbles up more, and you just find it that your whole quality of life has more lightness and more laughter in it. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it totally makes sense. Thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah, and thank you. That's a great question.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Anybody else have a question? Or anything to share?
Brigido, can I top what you just said?
Sure.
This is Joe from Toronto, and I started laughing meditation 6 months ago with you, 6-8 months ago, and I never remember laughing by myself like the way I do now. For example, yesterday I was preparing for my son's birthday, and it was a little bit of stress. You know, we're running a little bit behind, picking him up from school, having people coming over, and all of a sudden I found myself laughing. I was laughing, and my son was like, "Why are you laughing?" I go, "Meditating." He goes, "Yeah, okay, you meditate like that." I go, "Yeah, I'm meditating." And then he kept going, "Why, you're laughing at me. Something is funny about me." I go, "No, son, I'm not laughing at you. I'm just meditating, and I'm releasing stress. So that way we have a beautiful evening, and, we release some tension."
Yes. I mean,
I transferred that energy to him, because after a while he was laughing. Like,
oh, good. Yes, that's a great example, Joe. Thank you so much for sharing that, because you've been doing the laughter meditation, as you said, for 6-8 months now, so that this is what happens when we're in some mundane situation in life, like you're rushing around trying to get your son's birthday party together, and then suddenly the laughter can pop up, because laughter is a great stress releaser, as are tears. And I'm sure many of you maybe have experienced this. All of a sudden you start laughing. You're not quite sure why you're laughing. Or you burst into tears because it's a release of stress. And it's good. It's very, very good. So allow it. And you just find, as Joe was saying, that the laughter starts popping up in all kinds of places in your life, which is fantastic. And then the people around you start laughing, because it's hard not to laugh when somebody's laughing.
Funny.
And everybody just starts to be more relaxed, yes? And then there's more creativity and more fun. So this is the benefits. The benefits come as when you start doing it, you make the conscious practice, okay, I'm going to do the laughter meditation. And then over time, it just seems to pop up everywhere. It's a great benefit. So thanks so much, Joe. That's fantastic that you shared that. Anybody else got any questions or anything you want to ask? Or share, I mean.
Brigitte?
Mm-hmm.
This is Barbara in Philadelphia.
Yes?
And I had never thought about it before, but I experienced that feeling that you described as the tears of gratitude.
Mm.
And I just never would have named it that way, but I remember the first time I held, I have two grandchildren, and they were born about a week apart from each other, and they were just a couple of weeks old, and the first time that I held both of them in my arms, I just was overcome with tears.
Yes.
And I just had such, I didn't know, I wouldn't know how to describe it. Like you say, it's beyond words.
Yes.
But I guess that gratitude of tears, I guess that's a way of kind of describing it.
Yes, and it's the expression of the heart. When the mind can't find words, as in your example, the heart speaks, and the heart mm-hmm. speaks through laughter and through tears.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like an overflowing. And so the tears come. And that's a beautiful example. Thank you so much. The tears of gratitude, which is the third dimension of tears. And it is like a spiritual dimension. And it's very beautiful. I mean, it's the real beauty of tears. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
You're welcome.
Does anybody else have anything they want to ask or share?
Oh, Pavita, this is Jan. York.
Yes, Jan.
And it's just going back and forth between that you're talking about, between the laughter and the tears. Last year has been so much of that. And it's getting comfortable with that. And even when I just find myself so often being the person with friends or with groups, getting people past the fear. I mean, this is a time of so much fear out there right now.
Yes, getting past the fear, yes.
Yeah, and just helping friends, you know, understand that it's sometimes day to day, but there's just so much joy yet. And they're missing it. If I think that's the main gift I've gotten from a lot of the work I've done with you and that I've kept in touch with is just staying constantly in touch with the joy.
Yes. Yes, making a conscious effort and a conscious practice of staying in touch with joy and laughter. Absolutely.
Because yeah, so that you really become someone that people trust to pull them out of it.
Yes, you do become someone people trust. And laughter and joy, they help with fear tremendously. The two things that help most with fear are love and laughter. And laughter brings love. They kind of go together, yes, because laughter opens our heart. And so it not only helps us with our own fear, but it transmits to others so that others feel more comfortable when they're around us. It helps heal. You know, that's the power of this. It's just like we are transmitting a vibration of joy and of laughter and of love. And it not only helps us, but it influences and affects all the people around us in a very positive way. And that's what we want. And actually, thank you so much for sharing that, Jan.
Yes.
I want to, because we have to finish up in a moment, I just want to read to you what I wrote at the very last chapter when I finished the book. My editor said to me, would you write something for your readers, you know, just to kind of complete the book? And I sat with myself thinking, okay, what can I write? I sat in meditation, and it's quite short, but I'd like to read it to you now because it's my vision and what inspired me, and also what my passion is from sharing this book with you. And I said, thank you for making meditation, laughter, and celebration priorities in your life. I hope that you now have a greater awareness of how to transform uncomfortable emotions into the joy, love, silence, and wisdom that reside within you. My greatest joy comes from sharing the benefits I have gained from the techniques in this book. I have shared my story and those of others to inspire and encourage you to keep going, no matter what. You will be showered with blessings that you cannot even imagine right now. For ongoing support, I invite you to join our Discover Meditation community at www.pragito.com. Sign up for the free weekly meditations and receive information about free teleseminars and other events and programs that keep you connected with us. And just as a caveat there, I got an email, I'm sending it out tonight actually, a prayer for Chile. One of our community lives in Chile, and she asked me if I would send this email out, which is going out tonight, or you'll get it tomorrow morning, to say a prayer for the people of Chile and send them love. And she sent me a couple of photos. And so this is how powerful this community is, and we are global. That was a little aside. Now I'll go back to what I said at the end of the book. I want us to create an epidemic of laughter that reaches to the farthest corners of the earth. Imagine people everywhere laughing, crying, and being silent together. Imagine the love and compassion that will blossom. This is my vision for humanity that I invite you to become a part of. I hope you share my enthusiasm and begin to talk about the meditation techniques in this book with everyone you know. The more you share, the more your love, laughter, and celebration grow, and the more your dreams come true. The birds and the trees, the flowers and the rivers, the mountains and the forests are already celebrating. Let's join them and together transform this beautiful earth into a paradise, one person at a time, beginning with you. So that was the last part of the book, and it's been a great joy for me to celebrate with all of you and share this new book with you on this call tonight. And also, this is recorded, everybody who's listening to the recording. Do any of you have any questions or anything you want to share before we finish?
Beautiful.
Yes?
Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
It was beautiful, but there wasn't enough champagne tonight.
I know. Some of you used to doing a lot more laughter. So that's why we have the laughter meditation teletrainings, yes? That's when we get together and we do the laughter meditation and we talk about all the many, many, many dimensions of laughter and playfulness and celebration and fun and joy, which are quite extensive, actually, once we start get going with it. And the sharings are very, very creative. So I'd encourage any of you who haven't taken that course to have a look at that. The other thing I just want to mention quickly that I have coming up is a three-day workshop about love. And I did talk a little bit earlier about love from the book. And this three-day workshop is April 9 to 11. It's here in the San Francisco Bay Area. And we will go into a lot more depth of what I was talking about here, about the magic of love, learning how the difference between loneliness and aloneness, learning how to love ourselves and others so that we can have both. We can have time with ourselves, and that enhances all of our relationships. If you want any more information on any of this, just send me an email or give me a call. It's also on the website. So is there anything else anybody would like to say before we finish?
Will you be attending the Association for Applied Therapeutic Humor conference in Anaheim?
I'm afraid I won't be able to go to that, no.
Oh, okay.
Who's asking me that? Is that Barbara?
Oh, no, this is Jeanette in Houston.
Oh, Jeanette in Houston. No, unfortunately, I can't go to that.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing all that you gave us tonight, and I look forward to reading your book.
Well, thank you. And thank you, everybody, for participating. This has been really a fabulous time. I've enjoyed it very much. And I look forward to hearing your feedback about the book. And would you please send write rave reviews for Amazon.com, because they give it stars, you know, how on the reviews they get for a book?
Oh, on Amazon? Okay.
Pardon?
Yes. Yeah.
Amazon?
I didn't hear what that was.
Oh, just repeating that this is on Amazon.com.
On Amazon.com, you can write a review. They like getting reviews from people. So I would love to have some rave reviews from all of you about the book so it gets 5 stars.
Great.
So
I'm sure you'll get them.
Thank you. Thank
I was going to say, consider it done.
Well, thank you, and I'd love to hear your feedback. And if you have any questions, you just let me know.
Okay, thank you, Perfecto.
Thank you so much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Love and many blessings to all of you. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.